On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. And if you've ever wanted to find your immunisation information, well, now you can. Spokesperson for the Australian Digital Health Agency, Dr. Stephen Hambleton, is with us now. Thank you for taking out the time to speak with us, mate.
Well, I thought you're very welcome. Hopefully we'll fill in your listeners with some new changes.
Yeah, absolutely. This is important to know. Immunisation's probably becoming a bigger part of our lives than they once might have been. And there's now some new and different ways of accessing our immunisation information, yeah?
Well, that's right. And how many of us have been asked, when was your last tetanus needle? Have you had a whooping cough injection? Let alone, you know, have you lost that little book to record your children's vaccine?
Yes, we all do that.
Somewhere to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somewhere to go to find all that information.
So where is the easiest place to go and how do we go about accessing it?
Well, the best place is the Australian Immunisation Register, and that's where all the childhood vaccines go. And the legislation's changed, so every vaccine that I give as a GP or the pharmacy might give you or you might get from a government clinic all goes there. And you can get that through your My Health record. You can get it on your phone, you can get it on your computer, and it's pretty quick if you use one of the two apps.
So are you encouraging all people to make sure they're across this?
Well, I think they need to be, and, you know, it just means that you'll be up to date. You can make sure that what's on the record is accurate. It's your record. You control it. If you don't like what's on the record, you can take it down. In fact, some people have opted out entirely, and that means the record is deleted. But remember, it collects information from today forward. And so it'll only be the last couple of years things go there. But if you get a COVID vaccine, it'll end up there. Right. There'll be a reminder about when you should get the next one.
Yeah, sure thing.
And what about age ranges? Is this for a particular demographic or everybody?
Well, it used to be called the Childhood Immunisation Register, now called the Australian Immunisation Register. So for all age ranges. If your senior citizens get a flu vaccine, it will be there. And if the kids get their routine childhood vaccines, it'll be there. And of course, as a parent of a child under 14, you can have a look at their records too.
Yeah, wonderful. We're literally in the place at the moment where we're looking at enrolling our three-year-old in school for next year. And I paused at this point in the paperwork and thought, oh, where do I get that information from? Now I know.
Well, it's not that difficult. You jump on the website and look up My Health Record or the MyGov website. You have to link it once, but once it's linked, you can then. It's very easy to get in, and you can load up one of those two apps.
Mm-hmm. While we're on the subject of vaccinations, how do you think the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine is going around the country?
Well, I guess we're starting the journey. Our GPs are starting to get supplies. I think some of these larger mass vaccination processes that the state governments are talking about is going to help. I think, you know, we just need to keep going on that journey and make sure we deliver the vaccines. We've got to get our borders open. We've got to get Australia back on the map.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. And again, those websites that are handy to go to, again, what are they?
Well, it's in My Health Record. If you look up My Health Record, that'll take you to one, and the other one's MyGov, and you'll get steered through, and you can link that My Health Record to MyGov, and then you can load up one of those two apps. Look, if you need some help, there's a helpline on 1-800-723-471.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Steve Hambleton there, spokesperson for the Australian Digital Health Agency, and of course you can hear more at cfmtas.com.au right now.